Look, if Matt Perry, I'm calling Matt, if Matt Maddie, Perry, Maddie P. if Matty P, if he lived to tell the story, it would have just been a great night.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure, yeah.
What but a fine
not
line.
Even though. Well, that was probably even. His. That was probably what he did every night. I don't think.
It yeah.
Was, that probably wasn't a rager. He was by himself.
That's his nightcap.
That's the way I used to do it, too.
Yeah.
Do drugs by myself was my fucking go-to.
Yeah.
Hard drugs though, not just like smoking
drugs.
Weed.
Hard drugs yeah, by myself.
Really? What is it?
Coke by myself.
Alone? Is that?
Coke alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you do coke alone as an activity?
That's what I call Coke Zero. When I'm by myself, I'm a Coke Zero.
A coke alone is when your family leaves you on Christmas.
It's like this coke face when you're covered in fucking
coke. I'm out of coke.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys! It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, coming at you like Cleopatra in your mama's butt cheeks with the international superstar, Zach Amico.
Hey, buddy. My voice is still a little shredded.
Hey, Zach! Hey, Zach!
Yeah, can you imagine having to do a podcast with somebody with a gravelly voice all the time? It must be so annoying.
Well, good. Now you know what it's like to fucking be me, dude. How it feels to be me every day. Do you know the pain that I feel every time I speak?
You know the pain we feel every time you speak?
He's here, folks. Guys, what happened? I did a sound effect and it got wild on that. Did you hear that? Did we change that sound effect? Why is it with this? Hold on. This is wild, guys. That when I press the sound effect, now
it's from the Bluetooth adapter.
Hold on. Blow.
No, we'll fix it. We'll
edit.
Fix.
Blow me.
Toothfully. That's better.
It's better, but it's not perfect. I don't know what's that. It shouldn't be a difference every time we start the show.
I'll work
out. Natalie, you're supposed to come back and make everything better.
I didn't know everything was
Jorge
happening.
Is just fucking out there literally picking his asshole. Oh shit.
Blame.
Show him them titties in the booth right now. Jorge comes in to save the fucking day. And they show the schedule and private information for the entire network.
Jorge changed all my shortcuts.
You changed all your shortcuts.
So we're here.
Let's see. All right, let's see if it works now. Let's see. I want to see if Jorge fix it. Turn that off. Thank you for the dance.
That was it.
It has been fixed. Wow. Wow, Nat. Wow, suck Jorge's. Look at it. But like, he didn't even stick around for the accolades. He did it. He walked away. Didn't even look back.
Wow.
He's so fucking cool. It's fucking crazy, Natalie. How does it feel to be a woman?
Jorge's also a woman.
That is also true. Look, we are very excited about today's show. Right now, we're waiting on one guest running late. But the new Gas Digital, the on-time Gas Digital, the on-time shows, that's my new goal, is to fucking start all of the real-ass podcasts and Legion of Skanks on time. I can't control all the other shows, but I'm going to fucking try. We're doing everything in our power to make sure that we do this. There we go. We got a cup of tea for Zach. Zach's voice is so fucked. But we do have an incredible guest that's already here. A brand new play coming out, A Christmas Carol 2, featuring Dan Cook and Dean Edwards. Ladies and gentlemen, the writer, director, proprietor, and thought creator, fucking whatever you want to call him, ladies and gentlemen, Brett Rabel, back on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here, truly.
And look at the timing of this, guys. And
perfect.
Also, you know him and love him from the Boys cast. These guys do great sketches all the time. He's one of the funniest stand-up comics I know. He's got a great live Tuesday night show that he does from the stand. It's Tuesday nights from the stand. You're going to be in that seat over there. Ladies and gentlemen, very happy. Right on time, Danny Polishchuk is back on the show.
What's up? How's it going? Sorry I'm late.
Some good hosting on my end, dude. The way I timed that. You saw that,
I can't believe you got started on time.
I start on time now.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know
that. It's a new thing. Some people, the people in the Races Live chat, they don't know what to think of it. They complain. They
they're probably all late too.
They complain that we're not on time, and then they complain that we are on time. Well, I mean, what do you want me to do here?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, pick a fucking lane, guys. You want me to start on time or not? Also, people that are on time are fucking losers. Let me also just point that out. I'm allowing myself to be more of a fucking loser for you people, because people like to bitch and fucking moan about things not starting on time, which it doesn't make sense to me. It's a fucking podcast. By the way, we should have waited for you, Danny.
Yeah.
We should have,
I was shocked.
We should have respected shocked. You and waited for you.
I mean, I was only a minute late.
Started the show on time. Four minutes late. You started the show on time with you here. It wouldn't have fucking mattered, but these fucking cocksuckers, these ingrates, who the fuck is this chick in the Racist Live chat? Hell yeah, dude.
The woman in the Racist Live chat?
No, they just put some a blonde chick decorating a tree with a big ass, and it looked like my girl for a second. I was like, oh no, what did they get? Problem, dude.
Uh-oh. The fapping.
Look, hey, great. Right. There she is. There
Shannon,
she is.
Looking good.
Looks fucking good, dude.
That's very nice.
All right, so look, we have an incredible show planned today. I'm very, very excited about today's show. Let's get our plugs out of the way right now. Danny, what you plugging on?
You can follow me on Twitter at Danny Jokes. I guess Instagram at Danny Jokes 2.0, because my Instagram got deleted by those fucking bastards.
Your IG got deleted.
Yeah.
No, dude. I just got my Twitter back.
No. I didn't get hacked. Like, you got hacked.
No, I'm a hack.
No. I actually got fucking like.
They deplatformed you. They did the cool thing. Yeah. I didn't get hacked. I got fished.
Yeah.
I was like an old man. I was like, please. Take my password. Take all my passwords. Just don't shut down my account.
Oh, that's what they did too.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
What you plugging on?
I'm just plugging. I got a new play starring Dane Cook that we're gonna do a table read for. It was gonna be this week, but we're doing it in January because Dane has laryngitis.
Oh,
so
my God.
Follow my Instagram.
Fucking Hollywood, so Dane Cook. Here we go.
No, it's gonna be in January. Follow my Instagram if that sounds like a fun project to come see. I guarantee it is. And then
The other play got a lot of rave reviews. People loved it.
Yeah, we're gonna bring that back in.
And
the
you
spring.
Wanted me to be in it, and I ignored your request.
We had a.
I should have done it. It would have been a great career move for me. I ignored your request.
That's okay.
Would love to be in fucking Christmas Carol 2 with Dane Cook.
I know. I mean,
dude,
I don't
why don't you
there's...
fucking write a role for me? There's no role for me. I could be Ebenezer Scrooge.
I mean, that's not gonna happen. Come on, you can't.
Instead of bah humbug, I just say the N word. That's my catchphrase.
That's
dude.
What it means.
It's a modern take. Yeah, it really is. That is the 1850s.
Ah, bah humbugs everywhere.
Moving into my neighborhood.
Zach, what are you plugging on?
January 20th, Comedy Dojo. Lou?
We got some live stuff coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets. The brand new Mediocre Tour coming to a city near you. I'll be in Emmaus, Pennsylvania. Am I saying that right? Emmaus, Pennsylvania, January 13th with Mikey Figgs. Then January 25th through 28th, I'll be at Comedy Key West. Key West, Florida. Scott Chaplin coming with me on most of the tour. He'll be with me in Key West as well. But then Saratoga, Poughkeepsie, Tampa, Des Moines, Iowa, and many other dates coming up. All the tickets are all up right now on lewisofskanks.com. I keep on adding links. And we just added Providence, Rhode Island. We added Royersford, Pennsylvania. San Diego's up there now. Lots of fun stuff. So grab those tickets. It's all brand new material. I'm going fucking harder than I've ever gone. It's dirtier and more fucked up than I've ever gone. So it's going to be a lot of fun, this next tour and this next hour that I'm putting together. You guys are going to really, really like. And make sure you guys subscribe to the new guest. If you guys are not subscribed, you can be a part of the Racist Live Chat. By the way, in the Racist Live Chat, every time they have a female comedian on the show, you should know that the Racist Live Chat makes deep fakes of that female comedian in real time. You only get that by being a fucking subscriber.
Yeah.
Okay? Not only that, you get pre-release on all episodes. Starting in January, the only way to watch the live premiere is to be a subscriber. Plus, you get ad-free episodes, uncensored episodes, plus the on-demand library. There's only 20 episodes on iTunes and YouTube. There are 1,000 episodes of Real Ass Podcast alone that are all available on demand at your fingertips. Go through the history of the show. Plus, there's a bonus episode every fucking week that's only exclusively for subscribers that'll never go to YouTube. It'll never go to iTunes. Holy shit, the value. For like the same price as like one Patreon, you get that plus all the other shows on the network. 18 shows on the network, gasdigital.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial and check out both my other podcasts, Legion of Skanks and The Regs. Super show, The Regs. Yeah. Brand new app, brand new fucking platform. Hopefully everyone's enjoying the new...
Shout out to the Racist Live Chat. They've been calling to my show, The Bathhouse, at the stand a lot.
Sick, dude.
Yeah, they like it.
Yeah, they're fucking dope.
You have a call-in, like a...
I do a call, like a call-in, basically, radio show at the green room.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a live show, I assume.
Totally live. No call screeners.
We just hang up on. But the rule is you can hang up on people.
You
anytime.
Hang up on people.
So some guy called in. And he's like, my girlfriend died. My friend died. My mom has cancer. And then Ari's like, click.
I love it.
He's just looking for a friend. Yeah. You're like, that's not what we want here.
Nah. Look, let's talk about some of these things. I had maybe the best night of my year.
Whoa.
Last night.
What happened?
Last night. I just fucking went shopping with the kids. Look, for me, all I've ever wanted was a fucking family. I don't mean to make it fucking sad. I don't want to make it sad in here, but that's all I've ever wanted was a fucking family. I go out yesterday, bring the kids to Target. We do some Christmas shopping. They get to shop for everybody and fucking buy everyone gifts, which was great. Fucking came home, decorated the Christmas tree, put the lights up outside, did the whole
shebang.
Very
wholesome.
Did the whole shebang. It was just fucking nice, dude. It was just nice, relaxed. Went to Blobster. Went to Blops last night.
Had the kids like it?
They loved it. They loved it.
That's a seafood restaurant, I assume?
Yeah, Red Lobster.
Oh, okay. You call it Blobs?
I call it Blobs.
Okay.
I like Little that. Blobs. Little Blobs in my life. It's my new favorite place.
Yeah, yeah. And your kids like seafood?
They love it.
That's not, your kids usually hate seafood.
Yeah. I hate it. I didn't like seafood at all until I was an adult.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't eat any fish. Because you know what it is? When I was a kid, the only thing they would give us was fucking fish sticks. And it was just shitty frozen, or like whatever. I don't even know what they make fish out of. I'm assuming, or fish sticks. I'm assuming
it's like some sort of like pollock fish.
It's probably
like
a bunch of different
random
fucking fishes.
Fish, the cheapest
it's
fish.
Like the hot dogs of fucking fishes.
Yeah, right. I mean, right. I wouldn't knock a fish stick though. That's a solid.
No, fish stick is
right
a terrible
there.
Fucking thing. They stink. They stink like dirty cunt. Right? You think that fish is bad because you smell fish sticks when you're a kid. You're like, that's fucking awful. A microwavable fish stick, terrible.
Turns out that was your mom.
There was no fish sticks. they were horrible. So the smell just turned me off. And then like I think I tried a Filet-O-Fish sandwich from McDonald's and I was like, okay, that's not terrible, but it was still like in my head.
That's mostly fried though. Then it's more fried than fish.
Yeah, once you fry it a ton, you lose the fish kind of.
Yeah,
but it kind
of
just becomes about being a vehicle for tartar sauce or ketchup.
And the first time I tried sushi, because my kid will eat sushi. My kid will eat anything. My kid eats fucking. Just fucking snails, sushi, fucking. There's nothing he won't try. He had a scorpion once.
The escargot. You said snails?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, hey, gas is doing pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
a little humble flex there, Lewis.
No, escargot. Wasn't in the restaurant.
Yeah.
He's just in the front yard.
Lion King. He's a
Billy worms.
He's a Puerto Rican.
Slimy yet satisfying.
He's a Puerto Rican. He digs for grubs underneath rocks near the lake.
And you sing Hakuna Matata.
Yeah. No, he's a true savage. No, he'll eat truly anything. Like, he doesn't give a fuck. But I didn't eat sushi. Like, the first time I tried sushi, I was actually he's almost 11. I was 11 years old the first time I tried sushi. My first job ever, I was a gopher at Bruno's hair salon. Bruno One in New City, New York. And it was my job I was 11 years old. It was my job to sweep up around the shop and to run and get the girls lunch on Saturdays. So instead of them, there was no Uber Eats at the time.
Right.
Instead, what they would do is they would give me their lunch orders and I would go to the local. Did I just describe this recently on the podcast?
Yeah.
Like days ago?
Yeah, we were talking about specifically off on the
toilet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but anyway, I won't describe the job again, but I had to go get all these girls fucking lunch and I tried sushi for the first time. Did I specifically describe trying sushi on the podcast? Okay. I told this story to my son, so I'm crossing wires right now.
They're sharing consciousnesses.
Well, he knows. He pays attention to what I say more than what I say, right?
Yeah.
I told the story to my son recently. That's why. But yeah, I tried sushi for the first time because this fucking hot girl, her name was Maria. Oh, she was so hot, dude. I remember one time she caught me staring up her skirt. She was fucking, she wore braces. She was like 21, but like she was like fucking just so toy. Like so, and I'm 11 and I'm just like,
yeah, you're like, what's going on?
I was as horny as I'd ever been, dude. Just this hair salon full of like hot chicks and they're all just kind of dressed slutty, dude. Hair stylists are fucking sluts. I guarantee you, I don't know, I haven't fucked too many hairstylists in my life, but this is a slutty breed of woman, okay? And these girls were fucking hot. And I remember this chick, Maria, she was just fucking eating lunch in the back one time and she had her fucking legs crossed and I could just see her panties and I was just fucking like just darting my eyes between her legs. And she goes, excuse me. And I was like, she goes, hello. And I was like, And I was like, oh, hey, oh, sorry. And then she told my mom.
Really?
Yeah. She ratted me out. Fucking bitch. Out. Fucking
come, when you're 11, though, it's like cute. It's like cute to ogle women.
Not the way that I was doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. I had already had a creepy thing about me.
Just
dude.
The drool hanging out of your mouth.
He also looked 15. They had a mustache.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Puerto Ricans go to
fat,
really.
A fat, greasy fucking Puerto Rican just ogling and ogling extra hard.
Could you come at age 11? Take me through your physiological system.
I don't remember when I actually jizzed.
You don't remember your first cum, do you?
I remember the first time. I had already been watching porn for years. I already seen ropes shot. And at that point, I remember the first time I watched ropes being shot. I was like, what is this milky, creamy stuff coming in? It looks delicious. I remember thinking, I was like, it looks like fucking Cinnabon icing.
Yeah.
And it looked fucking delightful. But I remember being like, what the fuck is that? I was like, I had no idea what it was. And then after a few times, you realize like, all right, that's what happens when something happens.
Yes.
And then you start jerking off and you have your orgasm. And then I don't remember exactly where I connected the dots, but I was waiting for the same way you wait for a pube, I was waiting for the jizz.
Yeah.
And I was waiting for a while.
Yeah, so you were cranking even without...
Cranking.
Even with shooting blanks.
Shooting blanks.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Do you remember your first cum, Zach?
Summer of eighth grade.
Yes. What'd you jack off to?
Rose McGowan.
Really?
Oh, wow. You remember that specifically.
Yeah. Oh, I remember what I jacked off to first time.
First time you actually jizzed.
Yes.
Oh, I don't remember what I was jerking off.
I remember.
It was thoughts.
Yeah, it was thoughts. Yeah, yeah. It's probably like just like breasts.
Yeah, I was just thinking of like
the parentheses with the period.
It was like probably nothing even that crazy.
You said
like,
boobless on your calculator. Yeah, like, that's enough.
It was just the thought of.
It was the DVD cover for the MTV show The Hills. Do you remember that show?
Yeah. You're a lot younger than me. Holy shit.
Heidi and Lauren Conrad. They were early crushes, and I humped a pillow. I fucked it good, though.
Nice.
I laid pipe.
And you came on your pillow.
I did. It's actually my sister's pillow.
Is that it?
That's the cover. That's the cover. Yeah, that is the cover. Tell me that's not good, though.
They were pure white women. Dude, how great are white women, dude?
Hey, tell me you could still make it work if that's all you had to this day.
Right now?
Hell no.
Not on this show.
Not even HD.
How many of those women have been fappened? How many of those women can I see naked now? Because what I could do now that you said that, this is my creep. This is a creep that lives inside of me. Now that you said that, I can go and look for those women and try. If I can find them actually naked against their will, I will be able to jerk off to them now just because of the connection that I have with you. Mm. Is that gay?
With me.
I have no idea how gay that is, but it's something about me and you.
Hey, thanks, Lewis. Yeah, that means a lot to me.
I need a backstory in order to come.
It's so weird because like if you knew if you thought it was like a fappening thing, you could come, and then the moment you're like, oh, that's just like a deep fake, you're like, nah, it's gone.
Yeah, deepfakes are horseshit.
Even though it could be the best deepfake, though.
Best deepfake is absolute horseshit.
Yeah, but they always look a little... The deepfake, it's always like the face moves.
There's this guy who I was talking to who follows me on Twitter, and he's making... or it's actually already out, but it's like an AI porn.
Oh, that's...
Where it's like you basically... It's like OnlyFans, but none of these chicks are real. But I was looking at some of them, and I'm like, man, it's pretty fucking convincing.
Nice. AI child porn, we talked about it recently. Should they be able to do it? There's no kid. No kid involved.
So interesting.
It's a weird ethical dilemma,
especially if you make them.
You're just throwing these dogs a bone.
Yeah. Well, also, if they're going to not abuse kids.
You're keeping a leash on them. You throw them a bone so they're not attacking any little kids.
Yeah, but the problem is are they going to, some people, it'll make them probably be like, okay, I didn't know I liked this, and now I'm going to go attack some kids. And then some people won't attack kids. Yeah. And so you're like.
Then they're going to get into the other.
The problem is this insane experiment where like you don't know what the results are going to be, and the results are going to be potentially super fucked up.
Yeah. We got to do it, though, as a society. We got to take that chance. You know, you got to take the chance to be brave.
Then they're going to get into the other AI porn. Actual infants.
Yeah. Oh,
God. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Factor Meals for being a supporter of today's show. I really love Factor Meals, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit that's delivered right to your door with restaurant-quality meals with any dietary restrictions. I do keto. right? And that's an easy way to do a delicious keto meal. Shannon, like a weirdo, is vegan. She gets vegan meals delivered to her. Really, anything that you want, any dietary restriction, they got you covered. They have 34 different options weekly. Things like bruschetta, shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, and grilled steakhouse filet mignon. Literally ready in just 2 minutes in the microwave. But I'll tell you right now, it's not like frozen bullshit. It's never frozen. These are all made fresh, and they're delivered right to your door. Truly restaurant quality. They have breakfast. They have lunch. They have snacks. They have everything you need. And we're going to give you a pretty amazing deal. If you guys want to save 50%, just go to factormeals.com/wrap50, R-A-P-5-0, and use the code WRAP50 to save 50% off today. Once again, that is factormeals.com/wrap50 for 50% off today with the code WRAP50. All right, where were we?
Yeah,
should somebody be able to draw a picture of a baby being fucked?
Yes.
Sure.
And that right baby, that baby can be Muhammad, too.
I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to draw baby Muhammad being fucked.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I've always thought, like, if you ever go to, like, a museum or something in, like, Italy or France or whatever, there's tons of naked kids.
That was their early
painting. Like,
shit.
They're just, their paintings have, like, tons of naked kids.
I know. It's good,
are they,
it's good
are
shit,
they actual
right?
models, though, or are they from, like, memory? I never even thought about that. Like,
they were all, probably
when
models.
When you go to Italy, you go to the Vatican. Like, are you, with the children naked? They were definitely models.
That's so funny. For sure, the Vatican?
Hey,
fuck,
what's
yeah,
your son Julius doing this Sunday?
No, like, it's probably like the highest honor to get like Caravaggio or some shit
right,
to paint your kid.
Right.
But
like,
were they painting actual people or was it
yeah,
like
yeah.
from you think so every time?
Yeah.
So when you go like
you need the because you can't take a photo. It's like 1600s or something.
I don't know, dude. I don't think so. So I did see the Sistine Chapel. I know for a fact. Yeah, those were just like paintings of like what they imagined the gods to look like. You
well,
know?
No, some of them, but some of them are just portraits.
Like, but a lot well, of also, a lot portraits. Of those portraits as well are different as well. So a lot of times you'll see like a portrait of like, I can't even name like a king, but let's just say there's an Arthur in there, right?
Yeah.
they'll very often, they'll fucking, they draw them like jacked, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And very often, the statues and the kings, they'll have like gods. And they'll have the gods a little bit smaller in stature, and they'll always draw the king in the foreground mm-hmm. because the kings wanted to be seen as god.
And the kings are who was paying for it. Right?
Yeah, and the kings are all fat yeah. and fucking. Yeah. They're like fat. They got like. Dude, they're inbred. They got like fucking. They can barely walk, but they look like fucking. When you see like images of a kings from back in the day,
yeah.
they look like they're Greek gods.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
None of them look like.
Yeah,
that.
They have big
like a comedy flyer.
Yeah.
Yes. It's all old headshots. Dude, if you look at literally any fucking of any flyers for any of my shows, it's just a fucking headshot from when I was 22 years old.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
beautiful. I should be a good looking young man.
I love that sometimes where some people's comics headshots are like black and white, and you're like, yeah. this is like fucking from the 80s.
Why are you wearing a leather jacket?
Yeah, you're like, you're a totally different person.
But we had a nice night last night. We ended up watching Christmas Story again. You always got to watch Christmas Story once a year at least. You got to watch Christmas Story, and it truly is a classic.
I've never seen that one.
Shut the fuck up.
And I know
you
my
are,
face.
You are apple fucking pie American. How
I know.
A
I know.
Christmas Story.
I look.
Shannon,
like...
put on a Christmas Story in its entirety right now. We're gonna watch this fucking movie. That's crazy, dude.
I really haven't. I always go to different Christmas. I mean, I love A Christmas Carol, and I love Elf. Those to me are the top two.
Elf is a great one, obviously.
I'm a Scrooged man.
Scrooged. Dude, I love Scrooged. Was
is
my
that the
favorite
Bill Murray
Christmas
one?
Movie yeah. for a very, very long time.
Mm.
I watched Genie.
Genie.
The Melissa McCarthy Christmas movie that just came out.
Oh.
How was it?
Fun cameo.
Who's the cameo?
Former Gas Digital Network member. Was a firefighter in it.
Who?
Aaron.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Berg was in it? Nice.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It was Elf. It was 100%.
Yeah, it's just like a knockoff.
It was Elf with a fat lady.
Yeah. Oh, like.
It was Elf with a fat lady and a black dude.
Is she? Oh, so worse.
It's 100%. It was Elf with a fat lady and a black dude.
This is a high bar to make a movie better than
Elf. So what the premise is, she's like a Mrs. Claus or something?
No, she's a genie.
Oh, of course, yeah.
She's a genie.
Yeah, and he finds a genie.
It's a Christmas genie?
Right.
It's a Christmas movie.
Hmm.
Okay.
A woman genie?
That's infuriating. I'd be furious.
Rewriting history all over.
I have the trailer for
Genies are men and they're jacked. They're not
yeah.
fat.
Yeah.
They're jacked men.
Tightest waist, too. Like the
yeah,
smallest
dude,
fucking
tiny,
like, V. Like,
yeah, dude. They're
Mark Maron
they're,
had a big part in it.
Their feet are smoke. What are we doing?
Of course, their feet are
what
smoke.
Are we fucking doing,
that's
dude?
Some diabetes.
Dude, fucking jacked fucking yeah. up top, dude. Shoulders for days.
Yeah,
dude.
Like Aaron.
Yeah, dude. Like Aaron.
Like
tiny
Aaron.
Little waist. But Aaron doesn't have feet for smoke.
Yeah.
Or smoke for feet.
And his waist isn't that.
yeah, small. He's a little thick, really. Yeah. A little
old. I do love that genies give themselves amazing bodies. You're right. A genie wouldn't be like
they get great they wishes. Like, why wouldn't I be like I'm jacked? Yeah, yeah, I have yeah. unlimited wishes.
He wouldn't bitch, look you like me. He's not like lanky and kind of scrawny.
Yeah,
that's the form you chose, Melissa McCarthy. Get the fuck out of here. There's no way.
How are you gonna fit in the lamp?
That's a good point. That is actually just a good
she
point.
Ate two of his wishes. Can we see? I want to see a little
she
bit of the trailer.
She grants sandwiches.
Is she purple in it?
Grant sandwiches.
Hold on, that was great. Circle snake, circle snake, circle snake, circle snake. She grants she grants sandwiches. Is fucking there really is. Good.
Bernie, hey, how you doing, man?
Very badly. I'd missed my daughter's birthday.
I'm gonna take Eve to my mom's.
My wife left me.
And then
I got fired.
I want you out today.
That's when I happened
to. Somebody posted a pretty funny pause for a second. They posted a pretty funny like meme or tweet or whatever it was. But they were like talking about Hallmark movies. Like a Hallmark movie, like the villain is always like the fiance of the main chick.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see this?
Yeah, no, I didn't, but that is.
But true, it's always the fiance of the main chick who won't take off this weekend because he's got a $10 million deal in the works that's going to set them up for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
And the good guy is the first guy she sees when she gets off the bus in her hometown.
Pretty much.
He's just a little nice.
Just some nice guy, some fucking loser from the hometown that she had a crush on in high school, and he's just there. What
a fucking... I might fuck this up a little, but I'm pretty sure there's a guy who basically wrote this thing that was like, there's three Hallmark movies. It's, you know, like, my husband cheated on me, I have cancer, or my dog's dying. So he wrote a movie that was all three.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And Hallmark bought it.
So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, those awesome. Are like the shit. They all make them up in Canada, and they're like the shittiest low production.
Yeah, there it is.
Things, whatever. Apparently, someone told me there's this guy who I know who's this like Jewish dude. He told me they do Hanukkah ones now. And there's one that he told me, I just don't want to butcher it, because it's called Hanukkah on Rye. And he goes, it's basically You Got Mail, but with Jews, but in the bookstores are delis. And he goes, and the thing the two Jewish leads bond over is picking up pennies they find on the ground.
Nice.
It was made by all Christians.
So we watched that. Last night we watched Christmas Story, and there was a moment in this, it was, I don't know exactly, no, but if... I don't even know if this is going to play, Zach, but this is Little Ralphie. There's a scene in this movie.
My parents always said that this was me when I was a kid.
He doesn't remind me of you in the whole movie. There's one scene in the movie where I was like, holy shit, this is little cunt Zach as a kid. And this is it's such your energy. It's so dismissive and just such a moment. I've seen this. You give me this look sometime exactly. So pull this scene up, Shannon.
I'm thinking.
I'm thinking.
Don't bother me. I'm thinking. He just turns away from her. It just reminded me of you so much, Zach.
I think Zach has actually said that to me when I've greeted him in the lobby of Cats. I'm like, yo, Zach, what's good, man? Don't bother me. I'm thinking.
Yeah, whatever. You got a new horseshoe thing coming out.
All right. It's pretty much that. You're thinking of wrestlers.
Yeah, then the tree looks fucking great. You know, and I got to remind myself, dude.
Put a thing on the top?
Yeah, star.
Sorry, I'm Jewish. I don't know. I don't know what everybody's customs are.
You put a fucking star, dude.
Yeah.
Do you have special ornaments? Do you have like ones that...
Like funny ones?
Fun ones, or are they just classic?
I have a few that were handed down from my aunt that I've had since I was like a little kid.
Really?
But yeah, and then we have ones that we try to buy an ugly one when we see them, like are kind of like a weird looking one. Got some fun ones, dude. The tree looks fucking good.
What are the Jay Gomez traditions?
Shady, you can pull my tree up for a second. My tree looks like my mom's tree when we were kids. Like, I took all the influence from my mom's tree.
That's who you should take the influence
Tinsel,
from.
Tinsel, garland, fucking, I do all that shit, dude.
Mm.
There we go. Look at that.
It's a good tree.
It's a nice tree.
God, Shannon, you are good.
Star's a little
too
big.
Pull my tree up and you got it within 20 seconds?
Star's a little too big. I will admit that.
That's okay. Fine. It's a good, you got to put a big star in it.
Well, Santa's got to see it. Santa's got to see it.
People got to know. You know, you don't want people to think you got a little star on your tree.
Zach and Miko, let's take a quick moment and thank KingPalm.com for being a supporter of today's show. We love KingPalm.com because they make smoking legal herbs that much easier, because you don't have to know how to roll, because they have their tobacco-free palm blunt wraps that you just stuff with whatever legal herb that you want. And it takes a minute or two and you got a tightly, deliciously packed blunt.
I love King Palm. It's what I smoke at home. They have ones that are the size of a whole cigar. They also have ones with flavor pods. Love the red velvet cake one that the game does. And not only are they available at all 7-Elevens, you can order them at kingpalm.com or your local smoke shop.
Yeah, well, if you go to kingpalm.com, make sure you use the promo code REALASS, all one word, R-E-A-L-A-S-S, for 20% off. Once again, kingpalm.com, use that promo code REALASS, save 20% off your order today. All right, let's get back into it. Let's see. Bard Engine in the Racist Live Chat says, Lewis is a drug addict and has openly admitted that he will never stop. It's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Are you sober now?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm on 300 milligrams of edibles. I'm about to take another slap of a... about to take another fucking slap of a strap, baby.
300?
300?
You want one?
Not 300.
You want 50?
All right, I'll do it. The tongues are fucking dangerous, dude.
You never know with these things.
Dude, no, like the tongue.
I'll split one with you.
I'll take some. I don't want to go too hog wild.
Yeah. Go deep you want?
No.
It'll be a pleasure.
No, I'm not taking it. Zach, you can take the bigger. Take the bigger piece, my friend. So what is this? This is 50? Mm-hmm. I was embarrassed that I had a 50 the other day, and I didn't really feel it that much.
Well, it's because they don't, like, here, I guess, they're not, like, tested the same way, because if you go places where they're actually, like, Vegas and stuff, where they're regulated,
yeah,
they're way more consistent. Here, you're like, you get a cookie, one edge of it is fucking 200 milligrams, the other edge of it's 10, right. And, like, they're, you know.
I let myself go to it. It's like when you take acid, you don't really know how strong the acid is until you take it, yeah. Right? You go, like, you have to give yourself to the fact that you might get a crazy hit of acid.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you might get a tab that got two or three hits of acid on it. If you get a tab, that could happen.
Yeah.
You have to give yourself to the fact that you might not mildly trip. Yeah. That's what I did with this.
Yeah, yeah.
Feeling good.
You're giving yourself up to the potential of what can happen.
Up to it. Yeah, the fuck, right?
I like that. I've never done acid. Is it fun?
You've never done a lot of things, dude. Do some acid. Watch Christmas Story. Have some fun.
I think you just made it in.
Have you ignored a Christmas Story your whole life? How old are you? 30?
30.
Yeah,
31.
Dude. I just eyeballed it, dude.
Yeah?
How much you weigh? 181?
No, 200.
200. You're tall,
yeah,
tall.
You got a dick that tall won't bitch, quit. Dude. You know, got a dick that's about half.
Christmas Story comes on. You ignore it every year. You don't even know what it's about.
I just know that kid is in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did he lose his parents?
No. That's you're thinking of Home Alone.
I know. Yeah. Did he? Is he trying to figure out the
Yippee Kaye, motherfucker? What is that? It all kind of blends together. I don't really know.
He's got a family in the suburbs, and his boss is a piece of shit.
You're thinking of Hulk Hogan and Mr. Nanny.
That's another one I haven't seen.
Yeah.
That's a Christmas movie?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it should be.
No.
And then last night after we went to bed, me and my girl watched like 75% of Violent Night, which was fucking solid. Did you watch?
I didn't watch it yet.
Did you
watch Fat Man with what's his name? Mel Gibson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Walton Goggins.
Is that getting good? I just watched Tetris. The movie's really good.
I honestly
I thought it'd be the crappiest.
It's crazy.
Movie.
It's crazy that they're.
It's
I don't
so
know,
crazy.
I don't even want to know what it's about.
It's so crazy.
They're pissing me off, dude.
They pulled it off.
It's not about like it's about. It's not like about people playing the
it's
game.
About
it's
about,
it's
fucking...
about how the game came about or whatever. And it's like this insane story.
Okay,
dude, I thought you were a block. And you're just watching the perspective.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought
trying
it was,
to fit in.
I thought it was like a kids movie or something. And then I watched the trailer and I was like,
"No, it's like an espionage." Movie.
Yeah, it's like Russian espionage.
I literally
movie.
Thought there was going to be a square. There was going to be a fucking L shaped
100%. That's what I thought.
It was going to fucking
yeah. It's like the Emoji Movie.
Yeah
it's exactly. Kinda, no, it's all about like the KGB and shit. Mm-hmm. And, like.
Is it based off a true story? Like,
yeah, about the true story of like essentially what happened is Tetris became it was in like Soviet Russia, like some computer programmer made it, and it was just this huge hit inside of Russia. And then they wanted to release it for the world. They had to like negotiate with Nintendo with like the KGB essentially, and it was like this whole crazy story.
So it blew
obviously,
up.
I'm sure there's some
cool
know,
movie though.
Yeah, it was surprisingly good. Like, I was turned it on expecting to be like, I'm turning this off in 10 minutes, and then I ended up watching it.
Because that sounds like a bottom of the barrel.
You were thinking it was
going
to be like, featuring Leslie Jones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Nope, it was all white people.
They got Billy Eichner as the L.
Yeah, Lil Rel as the kind of Z thing.
All right. So look, what I guess Matthew Perry's death officially revealed acute effects of ketamine. What does that mean? You could die from ketamine?
No.
Hold the phones. No,
well, you can.
Whoa.
A sedative. Don't do it in a fucking hot tub.
I've told the story on the show, but the highest I've ever been in my entire life was doing ketamine and Molly in a hot tub with a bitch the whole time, like literally doing a little bit of ketamine up my nostril, a little bit of Molly up the other nostril. Oof. And we just got higher and higher and higher, the heat from the hot tub.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember my heart beating so fast, and I remember thinking, I was like, dude, I'm dying. I consciously go, I'm actually dying right now. This is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But being so high that I didn't really give a fuck. There was nothing sexual going on because I was so fucking on another planet, dude.
Yeah.
Sure, her face kept on morphing into different creatures and like different beings.
Right.
It was fucked up, dude.
But you're not supposed to get crazy fucked up in a hot tub because your body temperature, right?
Okay.
Well, but the ketamine thing was with him was he just knocked himself. He just, you know, ketamine, it's like you go in a K-hole. He just knocked himself out and then he drowned.
But he was also on an antidepressant.
Oh, he drowned.
No, he drowned. He didn't kill him. The okay. K made him unconscious.
Why do they
and
fucking
drown?
They got the acute effects of ketamine.
Well, that's the acute part, I guess.
It's not that cute. He's all bloated. He looked like a baby, kind of.
Yeah. Apparently, he was on, someone said, I saw something where he was on testosterone and everybody's like, he's very angry.
Really?
Because he was jacked up on tea.
But so did he drown or did he? What does that mean? Acute effects of ketamine? Is that what that means? Are you just saying shit, dude?
No,
you're a smart guy and I don't fucking know shit.
I think so. What he said is he drowned. Like, he didn't die from ketamine. I know a lot of people who take ketamine. I've never heard of anybody dying.
I gave out ketamine like it was candy at Skankfest.
Yeah, I've never heard of anybody.
I could have killed people.
No, I never. Because the thing is, you go in a K hole and that's what stops you from. Like, if you were in a K-hole and then someone was fucking jamming ketamine up your nose while you're in a K-hole, maybe you'll die then.
But the K-hole saves you.
The K-hole stops you.
K-hole is the night. You get into a K-hole. See, my mind, I'm like, holy shit, I'm in the darkness.
Yeah.
And I look up and I can't get myself out of it.
Yeah.
Sunken place.
But so he was in the sunken place in a hot tub.
I mean, sunken place.
And then he just kind of went.
Sunk.
Yeah.
That's the only time you want to be in the sun. Don't want to be in the sunken place. Yeah. A pool, a hot tub.
And you were close to that.
Yeah.
But I had a girl with me who was also on a copious amount of drugs.
Yeah, I'm sure she would have fucking saved you.
No, I don't think she could have lifted you.
No, it would have been hard.
It would have been tough.
Yeah.
God damn, that's wild. Yeah. I think that you can say that K killed him.
I don't know. It's like the COVID.
It's like being it's like
COVID. Remember where everybody goes, they died of COVID, and you're like, no, it's like he had a heart attack. You just
Shannon,
happen to have
what
COVID.
What happened
right
here?
Time.
Give me more information here.
So the official Quasit says that he died from the acute effects of ketamine, and it said that the ketamine caused both cardiovascular overstimulation and respiratory depression.
Doggy.
Oh, so then he did die of ketamine.
Doggy, I'm telling you, I felt this.
I thought he drowned.
That's how I would have. I didn't have the words. I told you I'm not smart.
Yeah.
But cardiovascular respiratory.
Oh, so there's just like that's like fucking what fentanyl does, where it just makes you stop breathing.
Shannon, what is it again? Say it again.
Cardiovascular overstimulation.
Cardiovascular overstimulation.
And respiratory depression.
Respiratory depression, dude.
I didn't know
breathe.
K could do that.
He stopped being able to breathe and his heart was fucking pumping like a motherfucker. That was literally, I thought I was falling in love. I thought my breath was taken away and my heart was like going like this.
Holy
I was like,
shit.
Am I in love right now? That's death.
I want to add one
that
thing.
That is the way love feels. It's also very close to dying from ketamine. That should be pointed out.
Where's this woman now?
She's died that night.
We don't talk about that anymore.
He was also on Suboxone. That was also found in his system.
That was what, for kicking heroin or whatever?
Yeah, for opiates.
So he was just had a cocktail of, he had tea, he had whatever Suboxone is, he had ketamine.
And he was partying like a motherfucker.
Probably had a coffee or something.
He was partying like it was 1999. It was ready to fucking go.
That's crazy though, because everybody who takes ketamine, like the kind of thing with ketamine, everybody's like, yeah, you can't die from it.
What a way to go.
Yeah, sucks though.
Yeah,
but and also everyone talks about ketamine like it's safe.
Yeah,
I was like, that's the one, dude. Just take it. I say that all the time. Remember when I told people to eat, I was on a diet and I was losing a lot of weight? People were like, what should I eat? I was like, dude, tuna every day, all day. And then I found out you can get like mercury poisoning within a week.
Jeremy Piven. Jeremy Piven.
I mean, if you're going to Lewis for medical advice,
yeah, don't do that.
That's hard. That right there is like.
Do not eat tuna. Do not take ketamine nonstop.
In a hot tub.
In a hot tub.
In a hot tub.
Don't do what I do. I live, though. I ate a lot of tuna. I lost some weight, and I fucking did fucking...
Yeah, you're looking pretty good.
I did
good.
Fucking have a pretty crazy night of partying in a hot tub, don't
yeah.
you? And I live to tell the story, and it's a pretty badass story. Look, if Matt Perry... I'm calling Matt. If Matt
Maddie,
Perry...
Maddie P.
If Matty P, if he lived to tell the story, it would have just been a great night.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure, yeah.
What
but
a fun
not
night.
Even, though.
Well, that
not
was probably
even.
His. That was probably what he did every night. I don't think it
yeah.
was... That probably wasn't a rager. He was by himself.
That's his nightcap.
That's the way I used to do it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Just do drugs by myself was my fucking go-to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hard drugs, though. Not just, like smoking
drugs.
Weed.
Hard drugs
yeah,
by myself.
Really? What is it?
Coke.
Coke.
Coke by
Coke
myself.
Alone? Is that...
Coke alone.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you do Coke alone yeah. as an activity?
That's what I call Coke Zero. When I'm by myself, I'm a Coke Zero.
Coke Zero.
So Coke alone is when your family leaves you on Christmas.
It's like this Coke face, but you're covered in fucking
Coke. I'm out of Coke! You order more, keep the change, filthy ass.
There was a pretty fucking cool time when like doing like Coke alone on Christmas.
Yeah.
As I'm saying it, it sounds awesome. Like imagine
no,
that.
No, it does.
I mean,
does.
It's a super
no,
common thing, though.
Doggy, yes, it does. Coke alone this Christmas by myself. If I had no family, I had nothing going on. I could simply get a couple fucking 8 balls.
You know
Coke.
What? That needs to be, yeah, that does need
dude,
to be.
Dude, it's
a Christmas
really
movie.
Common thing, though. You know, like there was that delivery service, then the guys basically, there was like fentanyl in it, and they killed like 10 people in like a day here. And all of them basically ordered Coke, and they were just doing it by themselves. And this one guy told his wife, he's like, you know, I'm like, he's like some investment banker. He's like, yeah, I got to go to the office to like just work because like we have some big deal. And then he went and he just checked into a hotel
yeah.
down the street to go do Coke by yeah. himself. And then so then they like
I hit it from my son's mother. We were breaking up. I started doing blow. She had no idea I was doing blow.
Yeah.
She had no idea I was doing blow until me and Karen Fian started dating. This is some fucking tea. Karen Fian, this little bitch. This yeah. is what happened. This is where me and Karen were at. We were so toxic. Karen started
Karen little tease.
Karen started threatening to tell Beatrice that I was doing blow. So Beatrice would take my child away from me.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. So then I had to take the power away from Karen, and I just told Beatrice. I was like, I have a Coke addiction, just so you know. And I just can't, like,
yeah,
and that
yeah.
was that. That's how toxic me and Karen Fian had gotten.
Oh, my God.
But look, we're still friends.
Yeah, yeah, that was
we're still
how
friends.
Long?
We got fucking, it got wild. It got fucking wild. But that's actually the story of what happened. Is how Beatrice found out I did Coke was because Karen was like blackmailing me. And then I was like, fuck you. You fucking.
Nobody ruins my life but me.
I imagine that relationship had a lot of holes in the drywall.
Oh, yeah.
a lot of holes punched in the drywall in that relationship.
Yeah, for sure.
Guy. He just yeah, Lewis had a drywall guy on speed.
No, Lewis
dial.
Is probably just like yeah. getting on Coke on YouTube, learning how to patch it. Himself.
It's funny. I describe Karen as holes on drywall.
Yeah, dude. Those were the fucking. Those were some dark ass fucking times. But I would do Coke alone all the time by myself. I've talked about it plenty of times. It'd be on Real Ass Podcasts. I would do Coke. I would come in the morning and I would do Coke on Legion of Skanks. I'd be doing Coke. I would sneak away. If you, there was a year period of Legion of Skanks.
There was a period of Legion of Skanks where there was like 6 pee breaks.
Yeah, where I would go pee all the time. But damn, Lewis loves the pee.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just run to the bathroom.
Nobody was like
nobody
it
knew.
Together.
Nobody knew.
Just loved the piss.
No one knew. Is nobody that part knew. Of the thrill or part of the joy? Like, no one knows.
I think hiding, having a secret was one of my patterns in life that felt, it's weird, even though it's so anxiety inducing, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it was cheating or fucking, I think that was something that felt like a constant for me, like that it was just like I could, whatever I can, maybe it's something that I can control, right? Mm-hmm. Even though I was out of control and it was fucking me up in a lot of ways. But I think just having a secret for whatever psychological reason, I would always be hiding something from somebody. And that wasn't until maybe like 4 or 5 years ago that like changed. And I realized that wasn't like a healthy way to fucking live my life.
Yeah.
But it'd be something like that, dude. When I would tell Beatrice that I wasn't smoking weed, I would just lie and say I wasn't smoking weed. Because she'd be annoyed, and it'd be easier to like lie,
yeah,
and then I'd
like
hide it,
lie,
and I have
yeah.
this like pattern where I'd like hide my bowl outside, like in the neighborhood, and I'd go get my bowl, and I'd smoke it behind her back, and I'd fucking walk around the block so she wouldn't smell it. It was crazy.
Febreze yourself as you come in.
Yeah, that was before like all the vape pens. And
yeah,
all that
before
stuff
all
made.
That,
it's just like so easy.
Do you remember
just
fucking what we would do? We would make our own like, it didn't even work. But this was a thought. This is a pothead thing, like, dude. Like, if you want to smoke, you don't want your mom or your parents or your, you know, the dorm R. What do they call them? RN,
RAs,
yeah, RA, yeah. To smell it. What you would do?
Paper towel thing?
Yeah, you take a paper towel roll and you take dryer sheets stuff it in with dryer sheets. 100%
did that.
And then you'd exhale through this. And it was just worked. Weed. Weed would just come in.
Yeah, I remember exactly.
It doesn't smell like dryer sheets. There's no way. Like, this never was mass produced on any level. Because, by the way, if that concept worked at all,
they would sell it.
They would have sold it. They would have made a better version of it. They would have taken that technology and they would have made 100%. It better and better and better.
The demand was there.
Is there, Shannon, is there any sort of thing that filters out the weed smoke smell?
Seems like maybe like a charcoal thing would maybe work.
I mean, the outdoors. You could do the outdoors.
No, but it smelled, dude. Weed smells so. I smoke weed, so I don't realize it. But like, it smells so strong,
so strong.
Like, you can't just go and smoke. Like, I'll smoke a joint outside and then go into my son's jiu-jitsu class to watch the end of his class, and like every parent looks at me like I'm like, it's legal.
Yeah.
Back off. Do I fucking judge you people, you cocksuckers?
I love the idea of Lewis getting in a fight with another parent at the jiu-jitsu class. Jiu-jitsu? Come on, you've wanted to.
No, actually, his jiu-jitsu schools, they're all fucking friends, and they're all nice people.
Oh, okay.
They're all sweethearts. They're really good people.
That's nice. But the weed diffuser.
Yeah.
Does that exist, Shannon?
I don't think it does. I don't think it's a real thing.
It seems like this Oseum spray.
A spray.
It says to use for weed smell, and then like a smoke eliminator, like one of those... big, tall, expensive thingies to filter out the air.
Yeah, there was like in Toronto, there was like a couple weed lounges, and they had those like giant, like industrial things.
Then when COVID happened, they could be like, "Oh, we're already."
Yeah, the crazy thing is weed became legal in Canada, and then the government were like, "You have to shut." Can I grab another coffee as well, please? And they were like, then they're like, we have to shut them all down because they were waiting for weed to become legal. Mm. So they were like protesting that weed wasn't legal. So we're like, we're smoking weed inside. And then they made weed legal in Toronto.
Yeah.
And like, remember, did you ever do like Puff Mama's thing or whatever?
It's one of my favorite. That was my favorite place to perform for a long time. Is it still there?
No, because what happened is if fucking weed
became... She's in prison on a felony.
No. It's weed became legal. And then they go, well, you can't smoke inside.
Yeah.
So, but when weed was illegal, their places were totally fine.
It's a weird thing because I smoke inside of comedy clubs all the time. We do podcasts. Every comedy club we do a live podcast at, we just smoke weed at the table, and it's not legal. People just sort of turn a blind eye.
Yeah,
I don't exactly know. I think it's just there's no like law like in place. Like, what are they? Who are they busting?
No. Well, the thing is like you smoke weed whatever during a podcast, but the venue doesn't allow smoking. These venues are like everybody is smoking.
Well, no,
all the
venue's
time.
Allowing us. They could,
but they're allowing you for like a one-time thing, whereas like clandestine
a one-time thing every week.
Every week, 8 years.
You also have the power of you bring a lot of people into the room, and so you're allowed. They like. I remember I did a club in Ohio, and I only sold across three shows.
Come out of the back of your throat right now. You just gargled three times in the middle of that sentence. That was fucking crazy.
Sorry,
dude.
I do have a lot of cum in the back of my throat.
That was crazy, dude.
Edible.
That's how we got Dane Cook into his play.
I did gargle that cook cum. But I remember not selling many tickets across all the shows and then asking if I could smoke in the green room, and they were like, no, you cannot. Yeah. And it was like, I bet if they were like sold out, well attended affairs, they would have.
It does make a difference.
Maybe if you're Dave, you thought you were Dave Chappelle for a second there.
Yeah, I sat on the stool in Ohio.
And you go, I'm in Ohio. I smoke.
What happened with Tommy Lee Jones? No, Tommy Lee, not Tommy Lee Jones. I'm sorry. Tommy Lee, that makes much more sense. Tommy Lee accused, or he's being sued for sexually assaulting a woman in a helicopter. I thought it was Tommy Lee Jones. I was imagining Tommy Lee Jones doing it. I was like, no way.
Nah, Tommy Lee Jones would not do that.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for being a longtime supporter of the show. I think our longest running sponsor at this point. YoKratom is home of the $60 kilo. So if you guys are in the market for Kratom and Kratom can help you out, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
Stop going to gas stations, bodegas, or smoke shops and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you get it delivered right to your door for just $60 for a whole kilo. They have the best customer service, the best strains, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network.
Right now, just go to YoKratom.com. There's no promo code needed because they already have the best deal in Kratom. YoKratom.com. All right, where were we? What happened here, Shannon?
So in 2003...
Oh, statute of limitations.
Well, they have that new law in New York where they're getting everybody.
What's the law?
They have that new thing.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah. Well, I think you're good if you haven't heard about anything. But that's what they're getting all the rappers on, is they made some new thing where they go like, hey, we're just like, if you've ever been sexually, I don't know exactly the exact timelines of it, but they're like, for this period, if you ever, you have like a year to essentially make these claims. So that's why all these rappers right now have all these like sexual assault allegations against
them. They said 20 years now. As of 2019, it's 20 years.
Oh. So if I haven't sexually assaulted before 2003? Like,
they changed this law in 2019.
Oh, okay. So, but isn't it expiring?
I'm doing some math
isn't this
right
like
now.
The last year of it or something?
Dude, fucking chill.
It says adult survivors of sexual abuse generally have. No, I don't think so.
This is whatever they're getting like Puff Daddy on, because he has some
statute of limitations is now 20 years instead of 7. Is that what it is?
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
Mm. Am I understanding this correctly?
For sexual assault, yes.
For sexual assault, okay. I don't have a problem with that. I would if it was 22 years.
Mm. Yeah.
If it was 22 years, I'm like that's.
See, I'd have a problem.
That's
with
going
it.
Too far back. What's wrong with you people? Yeah, chill.
Lewis will do 21 years and 11 months and 29 days.
That's okay.
I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it if these whores weren't all lying.
Christmas Eve 1999. Anything after that, you guys can say the statute of limitations works.
Of course, but of course. That's so funny. So just, and that's, so what, I haven't even read the, what did happen with Diddy? He committed sexual assault.
You know, all these rappers
did you
right
see
now,
him like he right like on, he did a video of him like singing a song after like he settled the case in like a day. It was hilarious. He sang what was the song? My son loves it. My son sang it for an audition once.
Really?
And it's in
about his gun charges.
It's in fucking Sing. It's in the movie Sing.
That's like it must be a family friendly song then.
I forget the name of it. Come on, guys. Is Puff Daddy singing a song?
Idea. Dude,
say it, Shannon. Come on, you got this. I know you do.
Here's a list of the soundtracks. You have something.
Let's see.
Give me some lovin'.
Let's see. No, not that. No.
Scarlett Johansson and fucking
what the fuck? This is the Sing soundtrack, the original Sing soundtrack.
Yep, in 2016.
Is it I'm Still Standing?
I'm Still Standing. That's it. That's the only one that would have made sense in context. Yeah. I'm still standing better than I ever did. I can rape that bitch and buy myself out of it. Imagine being rich enough to rape. How great would that be, dude? What a freedom.
I mean, he literally bought himself out of a gunshot.
I can rape a little kid.
That's the dream.
I'm still raping.
Oh, fuck. What did I do here? Uh-oh. Oh, no. What did I do? Uh-oh. Cancel. There it is. I sing it better than him. Thank you, Shannon. I lost my soundboard. Now I'm just pressing buttons. Now I'm in a different soundboard. I don't know what's happening.
Uh oh.
How does this thing work? Is that it? Thank you. Natalie, you smell nice.
You smell good.
Now that you don't have a girlfriend anymore, I like to fucking sniff you once in a while. Give Natalie a little sniff of Rooski. Thank you. Thank you, folks. Great show.
So that was what he did. He settled the case, just gave her a bunch of cash.
See, I'm not rich enough to rape and buy myself out of it.
Dude, remember with his gun charge, he got a gun charge and then he was going to pay some guy to like take the fall for
to
him.
To take it, yeah.
To basically, because he's going to go to jail for it. Gun charges here are super serious in New York. And then he paid some crazy lawyer, like, you know, he probably paid 10 or more million dollars to get out of it.
Damn.
The justice system works.
The justice system works. It is true. You know, you do want to have enough money one day
happened with Tommy Lee in this helicopter, Shannon, please?
Okay, so this chick was friends with a helicopter pilot. The helicopter pilot told her that he would take her to like on a trip to like see San Diego. So she goes to the helicopter place, whatever we call that place. And when she gets there,
helipad, Shannon, don't be an idiot.
That helicopter.
She went to the helipad.
Helicopter place. And then when she got there, she saw that Tommy Lee was there. And then the plan was changed. So she was going to go on the helicopter with Tommy Lee and the pilot. Once there,
it was just him on his back spinning his dick in a circle.
He's like, welcome to San Diego.
Once they were airborne, she said that the pilot and Tommy Lee started drinking alcohol, smoking weed, and snorting cocaine.
Hold on.
He's a real ass dude.
You're fucking a real ass pilot right
there.
Yeah,
that's dude. Crazy for a helicopter.
You got one shot. You only live once. You got Tommy Lee. You got Tommy Lee in your plane. He wants to start fucking doing shots with you, smoking a little bit of Herbaggio. This 2003 as well.
Yeah.
That's a different time. Crazy. Go ahead, Shen.
So she said once they started doing this, that she felt that the men pressured her to sit on Tommy Lee's lap. And as soon as she did, she said Tommy forced himself on her. The woman claims Tommy began groping and kissing her. When she tried to pull away, he became more forceful.
Yeah.
She claims he penetrated her with his fingers while fondling her
She's
breasts.
Lucky he didn't penetrate with this huge cock.
Wait, yeah. We're getting there.
Oh, no. What? He kept going?
The woman claims Tommy also pulled down his pants and attempted to force her head down towards his genitals. When they got to Los Angeles, Tommy hugged her and bounced, and then the pilot flew her back to San Diego in silence.
Wow.
So now she's suing. She's saying she suffered from anxiety, depression, PTSD, other physical and psychological
harms. This happened 20 years ago?
Yeah, 2003.
Yeah.
So
very nice that she got a ride back to her place.
Normally they don't give you the ride back.
Yeah.
I mean, look, dude, the story's plausible, you know. I just gotta be, when you say, look, here's the thing, this is my I put my rape dick hat on all the time, okay? And when you say she was pressured into sitting on his lap and then she did, what does that mean? They're like, he was like, sit on my lap, and you sat on his lap. What do you feel the pressure because he's a rock star?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, where is that? So where's your responsibility? You sit in this guy's lap, and now he's kissing you, or he's.
Well, that's the new thing with that. Is you go, anybody who has any power above you, any status, if they have more money than you, in the moment they go, hey, you want to like hook up, and they go, well, I felt pressured.
This is why I was lower
on the socioeconomic ladder.
I only rape rich women.
Like yeah, then you can't. Yeah, you rape up.
He's a real ass dude.
Hell yeah.
Dude.
You gotta fucking do it. They can never pull that fucking social pressure thing. I was like, dude, she pressured me.
Yeah, that's right.
I felt pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is the goal to rape Ghislaine Maxwell? Is that like the.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
I'm just asking questions.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I mean, that's
you,
like
dude.
A win for the victims.
That's a win for the victims.
Yeah, that's actual restitution right there.
Yeah. So I think you have a new life mission.
That is actually
Lewis.
Yeah, you got to break into that jail.
Is she still
maybe you'll
in
have
jail?
To commit a. Oh, yeah. Maybe you'll have to commit a crime to get in the jail. Maybe you'll have to go trans because it's a female jail. So you go trans, commit a crime, get in the jail, rape her, and then escape.
I mean, there's a blockbuster right there. How is that not moving on in theaters?
I don't know.
I would watch a movie.
That's the plot of the movie Duck Hunt.
Yeah. Tell me you wouldn't watch that movie starring Lewis.
Yeah.
He has to. Just go, I'm a woman.
Go trans, rape Ghislaine, and get out. So it's tape, rape, and escape.
Man, we're fucking cranking out ideas
fucking
today.
Crushing. That's a good shout out, boys. It's been like Real Ass Podcast has been crushing it lately. Thank you guys for supporting it, boys. Just been fucking. It is truly one of the best fucking podcasts out there.
It's always a good hang.
It's always a good hang. We introduce you guys to some great fucking comedians. Me and Zach get to fucking just be here in our truest form, just crushing it. Zach, Happy New Year. Happy Merry Christmas to you, my friend. What is your favorite? You said Elf is your favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah, I would say Elf is the best Christmas movie. It's actually funny. Like, it's a truly funny movie.
Actually funny, I agree.
And you see it once a year, so, like, you know, you can enjoy the jokes again.
Like
it's
James
funny.
James Caan?
Yeah, yeah. Wait, what? James Caan. Yeah, yeah, he's great. Everyone is, the whole cast.
My son played that part in his, like, the local town play.
Talent show?
Oh, they've turned Elf into a play? It's like a Christmas play?
Elf the musical, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Yeah, oh, that's
cute.
Awesome. Your son played...
My son played the father.
The father? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so cool.
Great. He was great in it.
Is he into acting and stuff?
Yeah, he loves it, dude. Yeah, he loves it.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, I'm fucking... Yeah, he loves to act. He does it all. He's a fucking great kid.
Maybe we'll get your kid in the play to play the role that you never did.
Dude, honestly, he would be in your play. Let him audition for it. He'll crush it. Do you need a child role?
He's going to have to
Don't let him around Dane Cook. He's going to fucking end up...
Your kid's gonna have to say the N-word.
That's okay.
That's fine.
That's how he does his vocal warm-ups.
Yeah, yeah. You need like a parental, like you know, like the you have to sign off on it for the kid.
He was emancipated already. So,
Lewis,
real ass kid.
He's my father technically. All right, so we'll see. Tommy Lee, good luck with that, buddy. Let's see. Miss France beauty pageant accused of going woke after choosing a winner with a pixie cut short hair. I like a bitch with short hair sometimes.
Well, how hot is she?
That's
well, you gotta see the photo.
That's not woke.
That's not woke necessarily.
Oh, she's hot as fuck.
She's beautiful. Gorgeous.
Oh my god, look at that neck,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that's not.
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh yeah.
No, that's the prettier the woman, the like. The only gorgeous women can pull off the short hair.
The
pixie dream cut. Like, you really got to be gorgeous.
That's just a style choice she's going in with. It's not like some gross fucking...
Yeah, we're grasping at straws for calling some things, like, woke when it's just like...
They're not straws. Oh. They're tape. Do you want another one?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you, though. You're crushing straws. Another?
Right, I'll crush another right now.
Oh, my God. And each one of those straws is three hundo?
One hundo.
One hundo? Oh, okay. Jesus All right. Christ. That's a little more. No. But still, that's you just can house it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Keeps me open.
It keeps you open.
I'm going to see Santa Claus after this.
With your kids, or just you taking a solo?
Sit on his lap, tell him where you are.
I actually love that. Love that you just alone with a grown ass man.
Going to fucking Macy's for no reason. My son, we told him Santa's not real. That's why. We told him so now we don't have to do this anymore. And his mother's like, "We're going to Macy's. Will you meet us?" I was like, "You do your fucking mind." I had a coke problem. Do you understand, lady?
Can't go to Macy's.
Is that how you just get out of things you don't want to do? Yeah, you just say, "I have a coke problem."
Macy's.
Can you pick them up from
fatherhood.
I had a coke problem.
I did. It was a real issue. So yeah, we got to go see Macy's Santa today, which is a fucking, that's a whole to-do.
New York Macy's Santa.
Good day to do it, though. Probably not insanely busy.
Well, it's going
to
be insanely busy. It's Christmas week.
It's
regardless.
It's beautiful. It's like kind of warm. It's kind of not.
They have it set up a little differently now. I believe during the pandemic, they started doing this where you have like an appointment time and you show up and you're not waiting in line as long, but it still is a fucking whole to-do.
Yeah. Are you guys bummed that it's not snowing right now? Do you guys like a white Christmas?
Fucking hate snow.
You hate snow.
I hate snow too.
Really?
New York snow is gorgeous for the first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it's the most disgusting slush.
But it doesn't stay on the ground here. I've lived here for 4 years. I've seen it snow three times.
It used to be much worse.
Is it global warming? Is that what's happening?
I don't know.
Is the earth warming up? Are we dying?
I don't mind it. I got no beef in the summertime. It's fine in the winter. Right. Like, if this is what it is, I'm like, this is like Vancouver.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we would get. Like every year, and I grew up
blizzards
45 minutes from here, upstate. No, I mean, upstate. I mean, downstate New York, right outside of New York City, the suburbs of New York City. I grew up, and we would get every year at least like I'd say 5 or 6 big snowfalls, big ones.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm talking about like, and I guess I was smaller, so it felt like 12 inches when you're
your
little kid.
It feels like a
it
lot.
Really hurts. It'll make you bleed. I'll tell you that much. No, 12, but a foot of snow feel like wow, dude, this is like crazy. And I remember there being time where it was like 2 feet of snow, and it was like when you're a kid, it's up to your neck.
Yeah,
you're like, this is like wild. So I mean, it probably felt a lot bigger and a lot crazier than it really
was. There was snow.
It was a ton of snow.
But even snow was more special for us when we were kids because like a snow day. Yeah. Was such a fucking amazing thing to
experience. Well, like, are there snow
life?
Days anymore?
I think because they have Zoom.
They just have mental health days now.
Yeah, like
I don't think that if school was canceled because of snow, they wouldn't go into Zoom today.
Do they?
No,
you would
and
know.
They I think my son has maybe experienced like a snow day.
Yeah,
one, like maybe one or two. There was a fucking movie. Called Snow Day.
Yeah.
It was a thing. I know it used to happen. Okay, don't tell me, dude. It was a whole movie with the whole premise was it was a snow day.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And I remember Emmanuel Chirici played the girl. I was way fucking into her when I was kid. She ended up being in Entourage. She ended up playing Sloane.
She was one
of the hottest fucking chicks ever. But young Emmanuel Chirici, I remember being a kid being like, this chick is beautiful. And I was like 16 or whatever. The movie came out and she was like something else. Am I right about that, Shannon? Are you fact-checking me right now, bitch?
That actress is truly like one of the hottest actresses I've ever... When I've been
but
watching
imagine
show,
her as a child. Think about it.
Sold. Yeah, just... but yeah, like they don't know the joy of... Oh, so...
Is that her in Snow Day? No, that's just her being hot.
Oh, but that's her young...
Yeah, not that young.
Still, yeah. I mean, that'll... Is very
was she in Snow Day? Am I wrong
yes,
about that?
Yes, she was in Snow Day.
Okay, I'm not making this up. Snow Day in suburban New York City. I don't know how it is anywhere else. It probably is this way. My kids, they don't realize this. Yeah. There's a great movie called 8-Bit Christmas that's available on Netflix. Great, the best modern day Christmas movie that's come out in a little while. It's great because it speaks to my generation, and it's the father who's the gay guy.
Me.
You. Zach plays the father. The father's telling a story to his daughter about how he got his first Nintendo, and it's just a straight up nostalgia piece. It's like him and, you know, 1989 or 88 or whatever, and it's him, and it's that's. I mean, I'm 41 years old. It is my generation,
yeah.
And they go through all of the beats, like everything from fucking just Nintendo and the dickhead in the town is kind of like the bully, and he's the kid who's got the Nintendo. So like the snow
glove.
Day.
Did he have the glove?
Power glove,
of course,
dude.
He has
and
the
they talk about how it sucked.
Yeah,
like, it,
dude,
it was
a piece of shit. Always
dude,
had
it's
the
so
glove.
Good. I'm telling you right now, how old am
I? I'm 40,
dude. Listen to me. Yeah. Go watch this movie. All You're right. gonna love it. Yeah. It's a fucking mainstream Netflix movie. It couldn't be any more fucking like it's not a cool movie. It is just fucking great. They really nailed it. I don't know if young people would even give a fuck. My son loves it, but it really is great. And the father's telling this story in modern day to his daughter about how he got his first Nintendo, and that's the whole thing. But they go over the snow day, and this generation of kids, they don't realize like we used to fucking. You have to wait until like every hour on the hour, or like every half an hour, they would give you like the school closings.
On the radio.
Yeah, AM radio.
Oh, you did radio.
AM radio.
Dude, that even predates me.
Doggy AM.
Literally,
radio.
I would sit in my kitchen and like eating breakfast, and the radio would be on, and then they would, yeah, and they,
all
they
the schools.
And you would wait for the announcement.
Like North Rockland Public School District?
Yeah, no, they would get, yeah, they would go through them all. Some of them, for some reason, they're like, not a snow day.
Not a snow day. 1 hour delay. You're like, you motherfucker, 1 hour delay? Are you kidding me?
So, wow.
The only way.
That's
which seems weird because, in hindsight, you think there must have been technology where they could just have like a voicemail that you could just call and just.
Star 6-9. Those shit started coming out all around that time. Like, just callback. We didn't have much in the way.
No, same thing. Listen to the radio.
I think the phone line technology was like, it didn't advance for like 30 years, dude. It went from like the fucking this shit to like what we had until like the iPhone, dude.
The phones didn't
move at all for like 30 or 40 fucking years. Let's get real, okay? And that was that. So there was nothing happening like that. You would just wait every morning to wait to see if there was a snow day. I would get up if there was a snow day, because I was a poor ass kid. And I was always trying to make money. So immediately I got a fucking shovel and I go and I start knocking on doors. Can I shovel your driveway? Can I shovel your walkway?
Hey, give me $20. I'm going to hit you with this fucking shovel.
That's a cunt. I'll kill your fucking family. Open the fucking door right now. But yeah, I mean, I wish there's no kids that do that anymore. I would.
Is there snow?
Dougie, you know what it is? If there was just a little fucking kid who was motivated, I would pay him to shovel the imaginary snow if he just knocked on my fucking door. Yeah. I would be like, dude, you know what? This fucking kid's got the right attitude. There's none of that. And there is snow because there's been a couple times that it snowed where I've had to pay for a plow to come. Yeah. Like the guy who does like my lawn will come and fucking do it.
Yeah, they do that in the winter.
But I've had to like pay to, but if there was a fucking like a little cute 12-year-old kid with his two buddies and they were trying to fucking make money for a fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen. Nobody has that attitude anymore.
No one wants to work anymore.
My son did a sleepover on Friday. Him and his two friends, Max and Jesse, and they were just like in the house because it was cold. It wasn't even that cold. But I just remember being like 10. It was like, we'd be outside.
Oh, for sure.
The whole time. We're outside. There's like, these kids stayed in. They came over. They stayed in. They played games. They ran around. They played video games. They went into the basement. They didn't go outside for 1 second. They didn't even think about going outside.
Yeah.
There's no way my mom was dealing with me and my friends destroying the fucking whole house for the day. And then fucking, this bitch is gonna fucking cook us taquitos.
Like, hey, can you guys go grab something? And then just lock the door and be like, we'll see you in 4 hours.
Because they're gonna get molested, dude.
So that's the problem. There's more
and that's gonna be on
there's no snow and there's more molesters.
There's definitely more molesters. Well, is there more molesters now?
Probably not, to be honest. You just hear about them.
Big back brother's then, watching just, constantly, dude.
But back then you just got molested and you just kind of just took that to the grave.
There's probably a lot more people.
You just took it on the chin.
But you know, you probably kid got molested. Like, you probably was like, that was fucked up. Right. I'm not going to tell anybody about this.
There's a lot more people.
Did porn.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot more people that would just like test the molestation waters, I'm sure. That weren't even really pedophiles and molesters, but they're like, dude, I'll try it.
Yeah,
like,
everyone has
there's
a
almost
college,
no risk.
Bro.
It's so wild.
It's like a black chick.
It's so wild, the idea of, I have no. A comic in Toronto just posted that like some guy who's like had a thing and some guy just tried to take his kid.
That's crazy.
So crazy that someone will just try and steal your kid.
Dude, full balls, dude.
Just for the
story. Dude, that's why you got to jerk off every morning before you leave the house. You get these guys that fucking want to like keep on holding onto their cum. Somebody said that to me the other day. They're like, dude, you don't even need to take testosterone. If you don't jerk off, you'll hold on to your testosterone. You'll produce more testosterone, which may be true.
Yeah.
But it's the fucking gayest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. You need like had to have all your cum inside
you
of
you. You want
to
be filled with cum.
It's
the Muhammad Ali thing.
But you can't like you can't have sex with your girl either. You're just walking around with like,
dude, imagine your impulse control is so bad that you're trying to steal kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of think that's why priests touch kids is because they're not allowed any sex. And so that
and they're all gay, and then they go to the...
Oh, that's probably part of it, But if you're just filled with cum, if you don't jerk off long enough, maybe kid starts looking pretty good.
It's a good theory. Also, I think, because they... I think that they have, like, this, like, element of, like, trust with the kids, and then the kids are like, all right, this is, like...
It's like God, I mean, almost.
Is it like what is a priest to God technically, right?
What's a king to a god? What's
Come
a god
on,
to
it's
an
not,
unbeliever?
It's not, these are not rap lyrics.
I didn't know if it was Kanye. I thought that was a Kanye lyric.
No. I'm talking about what is a priest to a god? What is it like? What is his relation to in the, by the church
manager?
But I'm saying, is that what it is? Is it like a fucking like go between
like a guy who like manages a Staples?
Yeah. He's just a
he's the manager.
He's like a vice president.
He's like a vice president, I think. No, he's
not that high.
I would go like
regional. No, he's like, I would not even say regional. I say store manager, dude. Regional manager is like a cardinal.
Yeah, store manager.
A cardinal is like a regional manager, and then you get the like a company president is like the Pope.
Pope's
the
CEO.
That's the fucking O of fucking God.
Or God's the CEO.
Right.
No, God's the owner, dude.
God's the owner.
God's the fucking
right.
owner.
God's the owner.
And creator.
And the board.
He hires the CEO.
He has 100% voting control of the board.
He's like the owner of a team.
Although in some ways the priest has got some power, but he can get ousted. Because the priest can, I think, has the power to be like, God has now said gay marriage is chill. Like he can.
Can priests do that? That's not a priest.
Not priest.
Decision,
that's only the Pope.
That's is it the Pope or can
Pope
a cardinal?
Like,
can a cardinal come in?
No.
So is it almost like how like you like statewide you can smoke weed legally, but the feds still kind of like that's not actually legal.
So I'm saying, is it?
And there's certain jurisdictions where gay sex is cool in God's eyes, and then like. And others where it's not still.
I mean, I don't know why.
God's in Catholicism, God is. Let me say something. Let me make this very clear. I don't care what the church is trying to do. God is not cool with gay sex. It is an abomination.
God's up there with his fucking MAGA hat on, being like, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
I don't even give a shit, dude. I'm not even religious.
He gives us a new Bible. God's a Q supporter, too.
Doggy, I'm not even religious. I don't believe in any of this shit, but I will tell you right now that gay sex is an abomination.
Dude, no, God is definitely a 75-year-old conservative man that watches a lot of Tucker Carlson.
A lot of Tuck.
He actually carried over to the new Jesse Waters one.
God's verified an ex. God has a Rumble
plus,
account.
He's an Elon fanboy. He's huge on Truth Social.
Dude. Oh my God, dude. He follows the Tate brothers. God,
it's not happy that one's Muslim.
Yeah, God is fucking.
Yeah, man. He's got to be. But God, you do think about it. God definitely is a man, just in terms of what our world is. Why would he make it so much better for us?
You're a fag.
I mean,
what do you mean?
You're just spewing propaganda now. It's not
hold on.
They got you. The female propaganda lobby got you.
No, I mean,
what's
no,
better?
Like,
what
for
is
all
better?
Of history.
Yeah, I don't know.
I had a really sexist. I had a great sexist moment with my son.
Go.
Because he got his ass kicked in jiu-jitsu by this girl. This girl.
Oh, really?
This girl, Anissa.
Trans?
She just fucking has his number. This one girl, Riley, has everyone's number. She's like the best in the class. She's fucking like legit. Like this girl's
going
places.
That'd be weird.
Does he get boners? No.
Like
with
a chick?
No, because I've rolled with chicks, so you don't get a boner.
Well, you're an adult.
But I'm more sexual than my son is. I mean, I'm not like fucking, without a doubt. Like if there's a hot chick, but you're in the moment, like I'm more self-conscious. I'm fucking sweating on her. I feel bad that I'm like this heavy fucking dude and I'm putting pressure on this chick. I don't even like rolling with chicks. But he's not. No, there's. I don't think there's anything like that. But there's this one girl in the class who they started to send. I think they started literally the same day, and they've been sort of neck and neck. And she just sort of. She's a little bit more committed. Like he takes off for like he'll only go once or twice a week while he's doing a play. She's like into it. She's there every fucking time, and she's getting really good. And they're very still evenly matched, like pretty closely matched, but she's just kind of got his number. He has a real hard time with her. I can tell he's like hard, has a hard time passing her guard. She's like kind of catching him in things where he shouldn't get caught in it. And he was just like really upset after class the other day. He came out of it. He was like, oh, I'm just like, he's like, I know I can beat her. He was like, you're watching me. And like, I'm feeling like embarrassed and frustrated. And I just had a moment. My girl actually got mad at me because she was like, yeah, like, I don't understand. Like, why do you got to tell him this? And I was like, James, look, I was like, in like 2 or 3 years, you're going to go through puberty. And these girls aren't going to be able to have like not even close to a chance.
Yeah.
You're going to have man strength and you're going to be able to dominate these girls. So let them have their little girly fun right now. Who cares? Right. When the smoke clears, you're going to be able to fucking choke these bitches unconscious. What does it matter?
Yeah.
In or off the mat, you know?
That's it. But it's the truth. I mean, look, once he goes through puberty and strength comes into place and he has like man strength, it's just, it doesn't matter, even if they have a little more skill. Like, when I was doing jiu-jitsu, I only got to be a blue belt. But, I mean, I've never been tapped by a woman in my entire life. And I'm sure there are brown belts and black belts that could tap me. But I've grappled with brown belts that are women, and they don't tap me. If I grapple the brown belt, they can tap me in any position that they want. And just physiologically, there's a massive difference between men and women. And this is why jiu-jitsu, it's one of the only sports that have just vehemently and unapologetically been like, yeah, we're not allowing trans athletes. Yeah. That's fucking crazy. These people are fighting. This is competition. All of the top organizations in jiu-jitsu were like, no, whatever you were born with, that's what you're going to compete as. And it's because you would have a massive, massive advantage. And I'm not saying that no women, I know for a fact there are women that could beat fucking, I don't know if there's any woman black belt who could tap a man black belt. I'd love to see that. I'm sure there's videos on YouTube, but does that really
probably
exist?
Not. Well, I mean, if the skill is like the same, because obviously a woman who's very skilled at it could beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, if the skill's the same, then you gotta, yeah.
But like, if the skill's the same, then it just becomes physical character and
yeah, well, that's that. And then my girl was like, she was like, oh, so you're saying I can't beat a man? I was like, if he doesn't know jiu-jitsu, because she's starting to take jiu-jitsu now.
Yeah.
I was like, but if a guy knows you, look. That's crazy
that we even have to have these discussions.
Well, they tell women, like, it's like, oh, yeah, defend yourself, like learn jiu-jitsu to defend yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's a great thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Agreed.
Right. Yeah. Specifically, especially if a man is trying to rape you, he gets in between your legs. You're in guard.
Yeah.
If you know jiu-jitsu, you could fucking spin, fucking snap his arm, put him in a triangle. He's unconscious. He's sniffing your pussy. he's the last thing he smells before he goes out. But if that guy knows jiu-jitsu, he's going to pry your legs open and he's going to hold you down and it's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing to know, though.
No, it's definitely good to know. It's definitely better to know than not to know.
But it's good that, you know, that helped you give your son a confidence boost. Dude, I can remember, like, female-male athletes. I remember my youth soccer team when we were in seventh grade. We played the KU, Kansas University's women's soccer team.
And how old were you guys?
Seventh graders. So we hadn't even all been through puberty, like halfway.
12, 13.
Yeah. And we won 7-1.
You played the Kansas University team and you beat them 7-1. I mean,
we might have been eighth, but we weren't in high school. I know for a fact we weren't.
Yeah.
And
you guys must have been like the top.
We were a really good team. We were like probably the best team in our age group in the state. We were a good team. But they were college athletes.
Didn't that happen on a big level? The women's national team played a high school team and got smoked. Like the women's like
basketball, right?
No, soccer.
It's soccer. Like Australia, I think it was. Yeah.
No. It was the women's U.S. The women's national team played a high school team.
Played a high school team and the high school boys smoked them.
It's just like, here's the thing.
I would have loved that chance, man. Wearing a U.S. jersey. It's why
women's MMA is one of the only exciting sports to men. It's like, the truth is, it exists there, too. The thing is, when you have MMA and it's one-on-one, right, you have just this sort of thing where they can look really, really good. The females can look like, especially against each other, it can be really, really exciting.
They're not, like, shitty or anything.
No, they're great. They're great. It's just, the reality is, if I'm watching basketball, soccer, any sport where you're just watching movement, right, the reason I'm watching, and I don't watch it because I don't give a fuck about sports. Or I barely care about MMA anymore. But the reason anybody's watching it is because you're going like, I'm going to watch a superhuman athlete jump through the fucking air and do some shit that I'm like, what? Like, give him a multi-million dollar contract because he's a superhuman. Nobody can do that.
The best.
And then you have some bitch where you're like, oh, yeah. I know my friends who are fat comedians who can do that. I know some comics who could fucking go and compete with women in the WNBA that are just good at basketball. They're not great at basketball. They're just good, and they played, maybe they played college ball or they played in high school.
Right.
But could actually go and compete, and they don't play. They actually fucking...
Yeah.
Like, I played against Shane and Matt. I bet you that Shane and Matt could compete against two WNBA basketball players and beat them in basketball.
Maybe if they were like centers or something. Like the skilled players, like the point guards, would just run around.
They would run around and right? Yeah.
And they can shoot.
They were pretty good, dude. Matt and Shane, I played them, dude.
But they're like, those
you're not the barometer.
First of all, don't you ever say I'm not the barometer. New nickname, Shannon, put it on the books. Louis
the barometer.
The barometer.
I don't want to go
test the waters, bitch.
Look, I don't want to be on record as...
I'm the borometer.
I want to be on record as defending the WNBA, but like those, man, the one girl on the New York, like at the All-Star game, she went 30 for 30 on the fucking 3-point.
Yeah, they're insanely skilled.
They're really good at shooting. It just sucks to watch because when you go watch professional sports, like the NBA, you're like, these guys are the best in the world.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of... they're like, these are the best.
It's impressive. When I watch sports, when I go to the Garden to watch the Knicks, and I think they're like maybe one of the worst teams, right? Are they good now? I don't know. But when I've seen them live, like they're not a good team. They lose every time I've seen them. But you're still watching like these guys, the way they move, you're like, that's crazy.
Yeah, they are the best. And then when you go and watch women, you're like, yeah, they're the best for women, and they're not even in the top fucking 1,000.
But the movement just isn't as impressive.
It's just not.
And sometimes with fighting, you'll see it on the higher level with females. You'll see the movement is there, and it is exciting. So I think that's why it does resonate.
But
go ahead.
The women's sports that are, I mean, like the technique is probably still interesting to watch for fighting. I don't really watch fighting, men or women.
Women fighting is entertaining to watch.
It's the same technique, and it's the same, like,
watching two chicks just beat the fuck out of each other is pretty entertaining.
It's kind of hot too.
Yeah. I bet it is. And I think that's why Ronda Rousey was like the biggest female fighter. She was better fighters than her.
Yeah, there was a lot better fighters than her, and she was sort of like had an it factor. There's just sometimes you almost can't explain it, where it's there's something about them where she was getting all, you know, first round finishes. It was an intensity. Yeah, she wasn't that hot.
Like Cyborg or something where you're like,
she's hot enough. That's so accurate. her face as a women's tennis player, no fucking chance.
She's just a regular tennis player.
Yeah, just her, but her face as a women's
fighter.
Dude,
she is an ugly volleyball player.
Yeah.
Out of your mind, dude.
Which women's volleyball is way more entertaining to watch than men's.
Oh,
during the Olympics. The rallies are actual rallies. Men's volleyball, when you watch like during the Olympics, it's just set. And then,
because these guys are embarrassed. They haven't talked to their fathers in 10 years,
and they're 6 foot
volleyball,
eight,
dude.
Huge.
Yeah, they all 48-inch.
It is weird, like the fact that beach volleyball is a fucking like a real thing, and the beach volleyball, the girls, like they're respected athletes. They put them in a string bikini,
thongs,
and they fucking just they roll around. Their sweat, they're covered. It's so hot, dude.
Yeah. They used to do,
and I still don't watch it.
Oh my god, dude!
All these things you're saying, still don't watch it.
Oh my god, I would fucking when I was a kid, we would go and watch the female volleyball practice, and just like we'd watch tennis. My girlfriend was on the tennis team, and these girls would just wear little short skirts with just their panties underneath them, and you'd watch them fucking, and they were the JV team, so they just had no athleticism. They were just fucking falling down, their legs going up in the air. Oh my god, dude, it was the hottest thing ever. The hottest thing ever, dude. Watching
the grunts,
the grunts.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Rough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't get me. You're getting me a little boned up, Lou.
Right, we're gonna wrap this one up. Oh, there they are. Look at everyone, put them in the racist live chat. Are these topless volleyball players? God damn, dude. Volleyball bitches are athletic as fuck. Dude, topless volleyball? What? Bricks, what is this that I'm looking at right now?
A topless volleyball league?
Bricks.
Or
these
are just chicks.
Holy majoli.
Now, these are probably just models who they just add a volleyball court. So
you're right in that it's like still can't get it.
That's the hottest picture that's ever existed of Rhonda, by the way.
Yeah.
Shannon. That's the one.
She looks great.
She's never looked better than that one.
Yeah.
She looks great.
All right, we're done. We're wrapping this one up. Thank you guys for watching Real Ass Podcast. Always a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me.
We'll check you guys on Wednesday with another show. Remember, Legion of Skanks live Tuesday nights or live Tuesday nights now on the Gas Digital Network. Very excited to celebrate Christmas 40 hands this week as well. Thanks for watching. We'll check you next time. Peace. Bye.
That's all, folks.